Welcome, everybody. Shea number 895. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we started the Simen Reish Tesvav. We're in the middle of the halachs of entering Amen. I just want to read from the Mishnah Berurah in Simen, actually Nun Aleph, which is way out of our league right now. It's in Hilchos Tefillah, Sukkah Dezimra, all the way in the beginning. Just real quickly to read because it's Negei Lemais. It's what we're learning in our Simen. And sort of package it up and move on from there. So the Muhammad just says in Siman Nun Aleph, Omrim Baruch Shiyama Kodim Pesukah Dezimra V'Yishtabach L'Achareim. Okay, we know, we all know that we say Baruch Shiyama in the beginning of Pesukah Dezimra and Yishtabach at the end. Some have a minig, you say Hoidu first. Okay, depending on what your nusach is, Sfarad Ashkenaz. Okay, but the point I want to make is in Sif Bey, he says in Muhammad like this, Siyam Baruch Shiyama Kodim Shesiyam Achazim. If you're going to say, if you finish Baruch Shiyama, so now the question is, I'm in Shul, if him Siyam Baruch and I'm saying Baruch Shiyamar and the Chazan saying Baruch Shiyamar. So we know, so I know that I'm not supposed to say Amen. Now if we finish together Baruch Shiyamar, me and the Chazan, the Chazan and myself, right? So then I do not answer Amen in that case. But let's say I finish before the Chazan, right? Im Siyam Baruch Shiyamar says the Mechaber Koidim Siyam Chazan before the Chazan finishes Baruch Shiyamar. So then Oyna Acharav Amen. Then you could answer after him Amen, right? Because you already finished. I finish my bracha, and now, whatever, a few seconds afterwards, or whatever the case might be, the chazan finishes, so now I'm not answering amen to my bracha. It doesn't look like I'm answering amen to my bracha, so I could answer amen to the chazan's baruch shiyamar. Okay, so that's one point. Now, just real quickly to read from the Mishnah Berurah, but the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Gimel, Aval im siyam im achazim bebas achas, but if you finish together with the chazan at one time, lo yana amen, don't answer amen, because then it looks like I'm answering amen to my bracha. The nirika ina amen acha bracha. If the kaim learned the harei zem maguna, right? It's something that's maguna. Oh, but now the point is, it says over there in Simen Nun Aleph, which we spoke about last time, levad biyishtabach. Unless there's a few exceptions, by yishtabach you would be allowed to, if you finish together with the chazan, to answer amen by halel yaluka achar halel or achar shem ema yisrael oad, or after the bracha of shem ema yisrael oad, which is in Mariv. Right, im b'shava im shliach ziba. If those three brachas specifically you finish together with the chazan, im shliach ziba, im adam achar, or with somebody else, let's say the guy sitting next to you, you both finish amen yisrael oad, and you want to answer amen to his bracha on those three instances again: halel, yishtabach, and yishtabach one, then the yalucha by halel, and amen yisrael oad. Then that will be okay. Im siyam b'shava im shliach ziba, im adam achar va'oyna amen. That will be okay. Why? Because there's many poiskim who say, again, we don't hold like that, but there are many poiskim who do say that you answer amen after those brachas, even if you say it yourself. So at least that much, if your friend finishes, it's not a problem, because it doesn't look like you're answering amen after your bracha, because you're allowed to answer amen after that bracha, because lemaisa, the many poiskim hold like that. And then the Mishnah Berurah just finishes off after Anan, like, but even though we don't hold like that, we don't paskin like that, right? But Kamosha Kasa B'Simin Reish Tes Vav, he says, again, we're quoting Simin Nun Aleph, he's quoting our Simin Reish Tes Vav, which is what we're learning, right? Very nice. So he says, Mikol Makam Echai Gavna, says in Mishnah Berurah, again, in Sif Katan Gimel over there, Mikol Makam Echai Gavna Vada Yesh Lisman Chazeh. At least that much, you could answer Amen, not a problem. And then he just finishes off, which again, which we know, but we want to, sort of zetzedayin, as they say, v'im siyim hu bracha achas. But if he finishes one bracha, eze bracha shetiyeh, v'ashliach tzibah, in other words, I finish one bracha, let's say baruch shiyama, just an example, v'ashliach tzibah bracha acheres, and the shliach tzibah finishes another bracha, is motolana is amen. Then I could answer amen, no problem, it's two different things. Okay, the only reason why I wanted to read from there, because even though it's Simen Nun Aleph, which is way out of our realm right now, but because he cross-references back and forth. Over here, they cross-reference Nun Aleph, and Nun Aleph, they cross-reference our Simen Reish Tes Vav. Okay, so now just moving along to the next part of the halachas of answering Amen. What are some of the halachas of answering Amen? Let's backtrack just to introduce the subject, and then we'll get into into the halachas upcoming shiurim. Let's say I hear, so if I hear somebody make a full bracha, fine. I hear somebody make a shahakol near bedvare, fine. I answer amen. I hear the whole bracha, baruchat Hashem, the whole thing, and fine. I answer amen. And there's a chiyuv to answer amen. You have to answer amen. It's not like, yeah, it's a frumma thing. Okay, if I want to answer amen, I'll answer amen. Yeah. That's why it's so important. People have to realize, you nebuch in shul sometimes, I don't like to say it, but everybody knows, you know, you'll see people talking, even if they're not finished davening, even if they're finished davening, but they're standing over there, and the guy next to them is saying brachas, it's a problem, because you have to, there's mamash a chiyuv to answer amen, and then I'm schmoozing, not me, I mean, whatever, person's schmoozing with somebody else, and there's a chiyuv to say amen, they hear the bracha, so the person has to be very, very careful. Okay, so now the question is, do I have to hear the entire bracha, right, or could I maybe just hear the end of the bracha? I hear my friend saying, Shakol near bedvarei, right? So, should I say amen? What do you mean? I didn't hear Baruch Ator Hashem. I didn't hear the beginning. All the way up to Melech Olam, I didn't hear. I just heard Shakol near bedvarei. Should I answer? What about, so if he says the whole bracha, I understand I have to answer. Now, what about if I know which bracha he's making, but I did not hear it, but I know he just finished it? That's a little bit pushing it, right? I know he just finished a hakel, and I saw his mouth moving, let's say, but somehow I didn't hear it. There was noise, or whatever the case might be. Let's say there was a lot of noise in the room, and I see him, his mouth moving, let's say, and he's finishing the bracha, but I didn't hear anything. And I see him with the soda, and obviously he made a shahakol. He didn't make a bar minim zonos on his soda. So should I say, amen? I didn't hear anything. I'm not sure. What should I do? So these are some of the halachas, extremely important halachas, which we want to talk about upcoming shiurim. Obviously, these are things which are nageya on a daily basis, and we'll see how they work. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.